Two of three Montana men backcountry snowmobiling in the Dinah Lake area Wednesday, northwest of Seeley Lake, were buried under several feet of wet, heavy snow. Their surviving friend was able to dig himself out of the avalanche and call for help. Missoula County Sheriff's Captain Bill Burt describes it as a horrific accident.
They didn't do anything wrong. They were doing all the right things, and bad things still happened as a result of getting caught in this slide.
Authorities identified the two snowmobilers killed Wednesday as 24-year-old Jade Green and 26-year-old Lowell Grossfold. Both men were from Anaconda. Burt describes all three as expert-level snowmobilers.
The skill set that it takes to be back where they're riding and doing what they're doing is, it takes years and years and years to develop. And they weren't in an area they shouldn't have been in. They weren't doing things they shouldn't have been doing. They were simply out enjoying, you know, New Year's Day.
One victim was wearing an avalanche transceiver and found within minutes under 4 feet of snow. Search and rescue crews and cadaver dogs braved blizzard conditions to search for the other avalanche victim who was not wearing a transceiver. He was found several hours later under about 9 feet of snow. Local avalanche experts issued a warning Wednesday morning after a foot of wet, heavy snow fell on top of a weak snowpack Tuesday night. Sheriff's Captain Burt says he knows the Dinah Lake area well and admits this incident has personally rattled him.
Backcountry snowmobiling is my passion. It's the thing that I love to do. This is an area that I wouldn't have expected to slide. It tells me, again, that avalanches are absolutely unpredictable. Not a good way to start the new year.
The West Central Montana Avalanche Center's warning continued Thursday. The center's website summed up the danger this way, quote, "Imagine trying to park a Mack truck on top of a box of champagne glasses, the new storm being the Mack truck and the old snow being the box of champagne glasses, a recipe for disaster." Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.